jubilance and excitement as tourists and international passengers touch down in Australia after almost 2 years of border closures.
Picking up my best friend, haven't seen him since 2018, and he made it back just in time for my wedding in 4 days.
I'm really excited, actually, yes. I'm going to see my friends for the first time in the since 5 years that I last was here, yeah.
Surreal. It doesn't feel quite real. Like, it feels a bit bizarre.
It wasn't just tourists arriving, but families reuniting. Over the last 2 years, Australia has pursued a tough zero COVID-19 strategy. Quarantine restrictions have also been in place, posing a major hurdle for Australian citizens wanting to return.
I didn't know flights would potentially be delayed because of what's going on overseas.
And there are very few repatriation flights, really, even for Londoners. It was like 55,000 Australians wanting to come home and there's 3 flights a month. So, you know, it was pretty grim.
but it's just good to see my sister again, and yeah. I can't wait to go see Mum and Dad now because I've been worrying about them for 2 years.
Australia has one of the highest immunisation rates in the world, with more than 90% of people over 16 fully vaccinated. Tourists coming here must be double vaccinated or have a medical exemption. More than 1 million tourist visas have been issued for arrival this month.
Tourism was one of the fastest growing sectors in Australia's economy before the pandemic. In 2019, it contributed around $30 billion. But the border closures earned the nation the reputation as Fortress Australia. And tourism groups know they've got a big job on their hands to convince tourists to return.
There's a huge job ahead of us. We have had an incredible disruption to our industry. No international visitors, great disruption to the domestic market as well. For Australia, that meant we lost about $80 billion worth of international revenue alone. And to put it all back together, it's a complex machine, our industry. You have your airlines back in the air, you have the airports there ready.
But not every state in Australia is welcoming arrivals. Western Australia has been closed to both international travellers and had quarantine restrictions in place for vaccinated Australian citizens for most of the pandemic. It will eventually open its borders in March. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.